it's very difficult to do an interview after lunch, which ends at 4:30 in the afternoon. But here we are outside of the city of Padova in the Veneto region of northern Italy, and we're talking to Chef Massimiliano and his brother Raffaele, and Annie's laughing at me because I'm going to say to her, you think you can do a better job after 9 courses and matching wines. But here we are. We had a wonderful time, and these are friends that we just met that we would like you to meet. Max, would you say hello to our audience?
Yes, sure.
Ciao.
And the first thing we want to do is talk to Max about the philosophy of the restaurant. And then I'm going to talk to Raf about what it's like to take over a restaurant from your parents and grandparents. So let's go to Max first. Talk to us about the philosophical basis of this restaurant.
Our philosophy is to make kitchen, try to make kitchen. So we have a little, we try to make outside all that we feel, and to leave all ingredients that speak with us. This one is a little, I'm sorry for my English, I try to make an exposition clear, but my brother speak very well English, you will see.
He might be a little bit like Charlie Trotter. Doesn't Charlie Trotter have ingredients like to speak? Anyway, we're going to talk to Raf. He can add something to that, but also we would like to ask him to talk to us some more about what it's like to take over a restaurant that your family's already running and then change it to make it more interesting, more adventurous, all the things that we found when we were here.
Our family started to invent this restaurant after our grandfather. And I and my brother, we are the result of the education that we received of our family. For speaking about our philosophy that my brother have spoken a little bit before, for us is very, very important that all the products that are from industry are outside of our restaurant. This one maybe is one of the most ingredients of our philosophy. All the products that we sell and we work are from a small producer that do the same of our job in her specialty. That's what our grandfather, our father and mother explained to us.
I want to interject here that the place is very contemporary, this restaurant. They just opened an additional part where you could come in, and it's a wonderful bar in the sense of European bars where you can pick out your, you can sit down and have a glass of wine, certainly, but you can also sit down and have a panino, or you can have some snacks of some sort, or you can actually take it all out. And it's very sociable, it's very clean, very contemporary. And the menu is also very clean and contemporary. And as they explained to us, the latest incarnation of design, which is so super contemporary, was a matter of removing, eliminating, bringing things down to the minimum. And absolutely, this is like the menu. It's essential of taste.
I still haven't gotten a good answer to my question. What's it like to run a restaurant when your mother is still working for you? Well, we understand that Mama still makes all the desserts, unless we are mistaken there. And it must be very interesting. Once upon a time, you worked for Mama, and now perhaps she works for you?
But our mother, from the 31 December of this year, stopped to work in the normal production every day, all right? And from the 1st January, Massimiliano take also the management of the pastry, all right? And our mother now work with us just for checking the quality. It support Massimiliano for checking the quality.
Okay, so we misunderstood just a little there. So thank you very much for explaining that to us. Max, I would like for you to go through the menu that you cook for us today, because we turned ourselves over to the chef. They said, what would you like to have? And we said, we would like to have what chef would like to send us, but we would like him to send us each different dishes all the way through the program. So just to make sure that our listeners have a totally mouth-watering experience and want to come here to try, give them an idea of what they might experience when they do that.
Yes, today you have served to you typical our menu that where you can find different philosophy inside. Also, if you have the same religion things. So you have start with a little appetizer, with your glass of wine. You have taste all the snack that we make with a little crispy, little salted. After something sweet without wine. Normally it's fruit in this season, with a little glass with olive oil, vinegar. And after we start with vegetables. And so all the dish that we make, we work a lot to the consistency, to the taste, and the aesthetic of the dish is represent that it have inside. So it is not necessary that a dish is a good look.
No, I loved that one dish that you had, that you said that it had a gelée on the bottom and some herbs on it. What was that? What was that dish, Rabbit? Oh no! Oh, you could tell us about the risotto. The risotto, by the way, I was going to come to later, is to die for. Could you please explain? We had two risottos, the first and the second. Please tell us what they were.
The first risotto was the risotto with olive oil, oregano, and a gelée of tomato and sesame. And so you have a stratification of the herbs on the bottom after the rice, and on the top you have the gelatin, cold, very cold. And the other risotto is our classic, is a saffron risotto with a liquirizia. I don't know in English, is reglisse. Licorice. And this one is one of the examples of the ingredients.